97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome to Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors. Mark Cox is right there. My name is Bo Matthews, and we are always produced by Carl Middleman.
There he is right there.
My name is Bo Matthews, and this segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. I've been in there a lot lately, Mark. I'm a new fan of sticky holsters. I don't know if you know what that is.
I do.
But it's a great holster. It doesn't have to clip or anything. Check that out. And I will tell you, and you'll hear this in my commercial for Razorback this week, I went in and I purchased a weapon that you have, and I think I text you about it. In and out in 23 minutes.
Wow.
Paperwork, sale, done, out the door. They knew I was coming for it, too. So check them out, RazorbackArmory.com. So after I purchased that new firearm, I was aiming to the wall, and I'm like, why is my eye not focusing on the sights correctly? So I closed the other eye, and then I thought, okay, I need to figure this out. So I go on YouTube and I punch in right arm dominant, left eye dominant, and I come across this video of a guy who's this is legit, and I cannot even believe we got him on Second Amendment Radio. Carl Middleman, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Chris Synog is a master training specialist in the Navy and was hand-selected to write the U.S. Navy SEAL Sniper Manual. This is cred right here. This is street cred. He used this experience plus 4 years of study in neuroscience and elite performance to develop the new rules of marksmanship, a fundamental shift in learning how to shoot. And it was his video that brought us all together. Chris, welcome to Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Man, I'll tell you what. We connected the dots and we got you. Tell me if this is a common problem. I've never been to the range with Mark, although we've been co-hosting the show for a long time. What is the first sign that somebody is right arm dominant, left eye dominant?
Generally, they're just not able to hold tight groups. No matter what technique you're trying to help them with, I'm on the range and I'm trying to check them out and fix something, but nothing seems to work. I'll always stop them and I'll, go, hey, all right, so you're right-handed. Let's check. Have you ever checked your eye dominance?
Right.
And most people have, but what people don't know is that there's a lot of things that can happen with your eyes in shooting. Your eye dominance can change over time. Your eye dominance can change depending on whether you're shooting a pistol or rifle, because it's dependent on what you're holding in your hands, because that also gives a reference to your brain as to which should be your dominant eye. And with distance also, as you go further back and further away from a target, your dominant eye can change.
So, Mark Cox here. Chris, great to meet you, and thanks for giving us some time today. You work with people on this. Just as an example, my son was and still is a very good trap shooter. But when he first started out, he struggled with it a little bit, and they ended up putting a piece of tape over his shooting goggles that he was wearing, his glasses, over his left eye, because they said that I think they described it as the fact that he had center eye dominance, and they wanted him to depend on his right eye. So that may not be something people have heard of either.
Yep, that's true. Also, it can actually be anywhere, in between. Hopefully it's not on the outside. That'd be kind of weird, but yeah, it can be anywhere between your eyes. You can train it, and there's tons of stuff that goes on with the eyes that people don't know. Like, your non-dominant eye usually has better vision than your dominant eye too. So, you can shoot with your non-dominant eye just as effectively as you can with your dominant eye. The problem is that you're going to have to close your dominant eye, which is what they're probably doing you know, in your son's case.
Right. Yeah. Well, I worked for him. I mean, he went on to I think he broke 100 straight trap and almost 200 straight. I mean, he it certainly helped him overcome whatever was slowing him down at first. You just have to have somebody who recognizes that. Is that common? I mean, are most people who are maybe NRA certified or training in marksmanship, are they familiar with all these principles?
No.
Okay.
No, they're not. Yeah. Yeah, I've read through the NRA instructor's manual, and it doesn't really even talk about eye dominance at all. So it's kind of depressing. But
Chris, I'd like to
definitely out there.
Yeah, I'd like to interject that, you know, it's not tragic if this is the case. I mean, I think you even had some statistics, not that I'll ask you to recall them, but a lot of people are in this situation. So when you are like, you know, at an arm's length, as a pistol would be, that's where, and with age, my vision has changed. I'm 55 now. My right eye is definitely weaker. What does somebody do if they're in that situation, whether it's their failing vision or, you know, from age or something else, or they are left eye dominant, right arm dominant?
Well, with there's a couple of things there. So as your eyes get older, you know, and you start needing glasses, you can do what I did and measure the distance to your front sight that you want to be able to shoot at, and then go to a optometrist, and you can either get glasses made. If you get glasses made for rifle, you can go to my website, and I've got I worked with an optometrist on where the focal point needs to be on the lenses. That's a lot of details we probably don't want to get into. you can what I did was I had my dominant eye, my right eye, set for that distance to my front sight post, and then I had a contact made on my left eye for a far distance. And surprisingly, most people, when they hear that, they're like, oh, you know, like I'd be seeing all weird and stuff. It, like, from day one, I'd never noticed it. The only thing I notice, and my girlfriend tells me this all the time, like she thinks I'm winking at people, but really it's, I'm having to change, you know, focus with one of my eyes at different distances. But yeah. And then the other thing is with your having a cross dominance with your shooting, it's best to find it when you're young or when you're first starting shooting. If you can do that, the very best thing you can do, and I did this when I was teaching Cub Scouts, which is great because, you know, as a SEAL, I didn't have men, you know, at the point I could change them. So I'd use different techniques. But when you're young, you can teach somebody to shoot with their non-dominant hand just as effectively as you can with their dominant hand. Oh. It's very hard to get them to switch their dominant eye.
Interesting. So I hope people are paying attention to what you just said there, because if you get the earlier, maybe you get your kids involved in the shooting sports, the sooner you could recognize that, and that would be a huge benefit to them down the road.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, and I hate to say it, but it's like statistically proven that cross-dominant shooters are not as good as, you know, same dominant shooters.
Okay.
But
that's horrible.
When you are older, you can train yourself to shoot with your non-dominant, on your non-dominant side. And there's all kinds of stuff that you know, this is a day-long topic at least, because I have people in the military and law enforcement that when they're shooting, you know, with pistol and a long gun, and they transition, they will shoot their pistol with one hand and their long gun on their other side. And they can actually transition a lot faster than the rest of us. So
yeah,
that's an advantage there.
So Chris, tell people about your business and how they can find you online and read more about it.
Well, I always say the easiest way to find me, because my last name is, people always don't know how to spell it or say it.
Yeah.
is just look up Navy SEAL shooting. And if you do that, that's the name of one of my best-selling books. But you can go to Amazon. All my books are on there. How to Shoot Like a Navy SEAL, Navy SEAL Shooting. And then my latest one, The New Rules of Marksmanship, which is actually a workbook that teaches people how to shoot. It's not a book that teaches you this is how you hold the gun, this is how you stand, like most shooting books, like my other shooting books. It teaches you like the mechanics of how your gun works and how your body works and how to put them together to be able to shoot effectively. It teaches you how to train, how to learn. And then my website, chrissynog.com, I've got all my books on there if people want to get them signed. And I have courses on there, and I have a membership site. So it's all at chrissynog.com, S-A-J-N-O-G. And I think I put together a discount for your listeners.
Yes, you did.
Also.
And we thank you.
Yeah. Do you remember what it was?
You know what? I've got it on my phone, actually. Yeah. And you know what? It was fantastic. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Support 2A.
Yes.
Nice.
So that, yeah.
We'll put that on our website as well.
2A. And that is for $300 off my New Rules of Marksmanship course. It's a 30-day long course, all online. Teaches you how to shoot in 5 minutes a day at home.
Wow, that's fantastic.
You know, when I realized this, Mark, that I was right arm dominant and left eye dominant, I thought, how much ammo have I freaking wasted over my lifetime? Ugh. Well, Chris Synog, what a pleasure it is to meet you and have you on our show. Maybe we can have you on again concerning other things, other books, whatever. But we thank you. And I would suggest next time your girlfriend accuses you of winking at somebody saying, I'd say, I'm a Navy SEAL. I don't have to wink at nobody.
They wink at me. Yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. All right. Chris, good luck to you. Thanks for joining us on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, sir.
Thanks, guys. Have a great
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Great to get him on here. Wow.
I had no idea.
So I know. Eye-opening.
If you go... I winking.
I got that pun. That
if
was
you
great.
Go to where you get the Odyssey app and you download the podcast, in the description, we will have a link to Chris's website and we will have the code so you can save
the promo
money.
Code.
Nice.
Yeah, $300 bucks off. That's awesome.
You bet. Hey, coming up, of course, we do talk about shooting sports. We talk about the Second Amendment. We talk about the great outdoors, which includes fishing. And, you know, we just talked to Chris about getting kids involved in shooting early. How about fishing? That's something you need to do, too. And there's a new guide out to taking kids fishing for the first time. Fascinating. Love it. I have great memories with all my kids. We'll talk to the author coming up on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.